Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about the Major League Baseball. That's right, Major League Baseball, right now.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yeah, we're going to talk about the Major League Baseball. Right now, the teams are in the second half of the season, and they're jockeying for position to get ready for the playoffs. The playoffs start in the month of September, actually the end of September, and the first part of October is when the playoffs start. So the teams are getting their win-loss record together so that they can qualify for the playoffs. And right now, in the American League, the teams are as follows. In first place, we have the Houston Astros. And in second place, we have the New York Yankees. And in third place, we have the Seattle Mariners. And fourth place, we have the Toronto Blue Jays. And then in fifth place, we have the Cleveland Guardians. And that's the standing in the American League right now as they're getting ready for the playoffs. Now, let's go to the National League. The National League has been jockeying for position. They got a lot of teams that are having a win record that's really going off the chain. So their standing is as follows. They got the Los Angeles Dodgers in first place. They have the New York Mets in second place. They have the Atlanta Braves in third place. They have the San Diego Padres in fourth place. And they have the Philadelphia Phillies in fifth place. And that's how the National League stacks up right now, as they're playing to win as many games as they can to qualify for the playoffs. And again, the playoffs will start at the middle of September and the first part of October. So that's Major League Baseball as it stands right now. All right. Well, we're getting ready for football season, and we have a song that we're going to play for the football season, but the season doesn't start until September 3rd. I think it's the first game in the season. So we won't play our football song until the 3rd of September. So until then, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back with some music and some more of the show.
Before I left, I went to visit them in Cerritos. I was walking around with the girls, and people were looking at us real funny and stuff, and it was great. We had a good time. And when I got ready to come home, I got in my car, was driving on the freeway, and I noticed my hood on my car started changing colors. And it went from being a beautiful gold color to start turning brown. And then it turned black. And then it turned gray. And I was like, hey, what's going on? So I pulled over on the side of the freeway. And I popped my hood. And the whole car caught fire. And my whole motor just started burning.
Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, kick five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue spot, blue stepping crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nurse. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Faire. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing like a gangster on the run. I'm like a street king. I'm the money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. 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 I'm the money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm the money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G Bunny, the pimp come, and if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street. And I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps. And from beanies to hoodies, yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is gonna be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. Tell a friend, tell somebody that everybody should be listening to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a couple of jokes for you, real short jokes, like, what do you call a cow with no legs? Mm-hmm. Think about it. Think about it. You call it ground beef. Okay. You know, there was a homeless turtle. Why did he cross the road? Because he had to go to the shelf station. I knew a girl that had 3 strands of hair, and she put grease on her hair, on her head, and she combed it to the side, and she called her hairstyle dippity do, and I told her it'll dip, but it won't do. All right, well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. All right, well, now I have a story that I want to share with you. Today, it's a story about a situation in my life that I recorded for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax. And if you can, get something cold to drink and get some chips to eat while you're sitting back, relaxing, listening to my story. So DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for my listening audience. And we'll be back with some music and more of the show in a minute. This guy has told me about a routine that he did. So I decided to try the routine. So I go to the front, and I got a backpack that I pull out, and you pull out a blanket and you lay it on the ground, and then you put candles up and you light the candles, and then you pull a Susie Q out. Now, the Susie Q is already out of the wrapper, but it's brown angel food cake with white icing in the middle. Okay? So you put that on the ground, and you put it standing up so the icing is in the middle. And you lay on the floor, and you act like you're riding the girl. And then you back up on your knees, and you crawl up to the Susie Q, and you start licking the icing. And when you're licking the icing, you're getting it all over your face and everything. But the more you lick the icing, the Susie Q just falls open. Both sides just fall down to the side. And they're just screaming and howling, and they're imagining that you're licking between their legs. And they're loving that. And you're doing the licking of the icing, and you get it all on your face. And then you get up, and you go out to the audience, and the girls are trying to kiss all the icing off of your face. They're kissing you and licking the icing all off your face because you got it all on your jaws, on your lips, on your neck, and everything. And you got girls lining up to lick the icing off of you. And you're just standing there, and they're tipping you. They're putting money in your G-string, and they're just playing with you. And they grab a handful of dick, and they're rubbing your ass, and they're doing all of that. And you're moving around from girl to girl because all of them want to get some of that icing off of you. And they all want to kiss on you, and they want to lick your face, and they want to put their tongue down your throat, and I'm doing all of that, except I'm not tongue-kissing these girls because I don't know where their mouth has been. I don't know what dicks they've been sucking on. I don't know these women, so I'm not trying to give them no deep-throat tongue-kissing. I let them suck the icing off of my lips, and they're doing that, but I'm not giving them no love. I'm not tongue-kissing with these girls because I don't know these women, and I know that as hot as these girls are, I'm sure they've been sucking some dick tonight someplace before they got there. Or they're going to do it when they get home because they're in the mood for love. I mean, I got them hot, and they're rolling. And I'm like, okay, this is what I'm talking about. Man, women are a sexual creature. They are, woo, they are uncontrollable when they get hot. When they get the heat put on, boy, you better watch out. Because they will do some amazing things. But let me tell you something. You know the routine that I did with the candles and the Susie Q? I learned that routine from a dancer, and he says that he did that routine one night, and a girl gave him $50 to go home with him. So he took the money and jumped in her car and went home with her, and he had sex with her, and he did all that. And then she laid up on the bed and put her feet in the air and said, okay, I want you to lick my coochie. And he said, oh, I'm sorry, baby. I don't do that. And she said, what do you mean you don't do that? You did it in the show. And he's like, that's the show. That's just a routine. I don't do that for real. I don't lick pussy. Especially not nobody I don't know. I don't do that. And she got mad, and she kicked him out of her house. So he got dressed, and he left the house, and he said, hey, I got to get my bag out of the back seat of your car. His brother was in the Navy, and he had worn his brother's Navy uniform to dance in. So he stripped out of the Navy uniform and did his routine. And he left everything was in his bag in the back seat of her car. And she was like, no, I'm not giving you your bag. Forget you. You just have to deal with it. And he's like, but I need my bag because I got to give it to my brother because my brother's leaving on maneuvers tomorrow. He needs his uniform. And I got his uniform in my bag. And she's like, what's up? And she closes the door. And he got his bag in the back of her car. So he runs back to the club. And he comes in the club, and I'm in the back getting dressed. I'm dressed, and I'm talking to some of the girls in the back. And he's like, gee, you got a car? And I'm like, yeah, man, I got a car. He's like, well, give me a ride. I got to go someplace. And I'm like, what's happening? He said, man, this bitch them took my bag and locked it in the car, and I can't get my stuff out. And I got my brother's military uniform in the bag. I got to take it home to him, and I can't get my bag. So will you take me over there so I can get my bag? And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. But what are you going to do? He said, you got a crowbar in your car? And I said, yeah. He said, well, pull up to the house and give me the crowbar. I'm going to bust that bitch's windows out and grab my bag. And I said, what? I said, okay. And I give him the crowbar, and I say, let me move up the street. And I pull up, and I go to the corner, and I park. And I'm waiting for him. And all of a sudden, I hear, crash, crash, crash. He's busting the windows out of that car. He pops the door open and grabs his bag and comes running down the street. He's running down the street. And I'm going, man, I don't know what's going on. And he jumps in my car and he says, okay, let's go. And I punch it and we bounce out of the neighborhood, and I go back to the bar where we were dancing, and he says, all right, man, I'm going to get out of here because that bitch may come up here looking for me. So I'm out. Thank you, G. And he gives me dap, and then he bounces. I don't know if he was walking, if he was catching the bus, or he had somebody outside waiting for him. I don't know. But I know he took off, and I walked in there, and I was just shaking my head. I was like, man, is that what you get when you do a Susie Q routine? Wow, baby, what's really going on? That's a stripper for you, and that's what dancers put up with. So that's the end of that story.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're calling all cars. You know I'm a win. Cool J at the ride, so you better make way. For anybody in the crowd, they say the kid don't play. Squad competition, that's my hobby and job. I don't wear the sky because I don't over my. Got a pinpoint rap that makes you feel trapped. So many girls on my dock. You don't try to battle me no more. Got concrete rhymes, been rapping for 10 years. And even when I'm bragging, I'm being sincere. MC can't win, I make them rust like tin. They call me Jaws, my hat is like a shark fin. Because I'm bad as can be, got my voice all whack. Some brothers think he's making records, now he must have relaxed. I couldn't, shouldn't, and it'll stay that way. The best rapper you've heard is LL Cool J. Kamikaze, take a look at what I've done. Used to rock in my basement, now I'm number one. And get out on time. Never standing online. You wanna try me? First you better learn how to rhyme. I'm the pinnacle. That means I reign supreme. And I'm notorious. I'll crush you like a jelly bean. I'm bad.
Suspect was last spotted with three other members of his group.
Making seeds with it, I die. Never retire, I'll put my mic on the shelf. The baddest rapper in the history of rap itself. Not bitter or mad, just proving I'm bad. You want a hit, give me an hour, plus a pen and a pad. MCs retreat, cause they know I can beat them. And eat them in a battle, and the ref won't cheat them. I'm the baddest, taking out all rookies. Don't forget, Oreos eat Cool J cookies. I'm bad. Worship like a whole battleship. LL, I'm bad. Other rappers know when I enter the center, they say, yo, yo, there he go. My paycheck's large. Mr. Bogart in charge. Not a punter or a hunter from a raccoon lodge. The original tar, teaching how to be hard. Take the skin off a snake and split a pea from a pie. You're a novice, I'm noble, and I dissect with my tongue. Not a till of the hunt, John or Abdullah and son. My vocals exact, like racking pinion in a tag. You try to brag, you get your rhymes from a grab bag. No good scavenger, catfish vulture. My tongue's a chisel and the composition's culture. I'm bad.
Think I'm gonna need backup. Think I'm gonna need backup.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
You're
for listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Tommy, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody. That's right, tell all your friends to come on down and listen to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. You know, I had a friend that had a girlfriend that had one eye and one leg. And I said, really? What did you call her? He said he called her IHOP. Oh, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I also had another buddy that told me this joke. Actually, I got this one off the TV, and it goes like this. If big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? You don't know? You don't know? They work at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. I lean to the left. I lean to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Whoa, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. You know, there were two men that were walking through the jungle taking pictures of the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. They were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees, and they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down, and he took his boots off and put on his tennis shoes, and he tied them up real tight. And the other guy said, hey, man, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear. And the man turned and looked at him and said, I'll run a bear. I just need to outrun your ass. I'm G Money. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Woo! All right. Now, I guess it's time for a song. So let's play. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. DJ Papa D, play the song for the listening audience. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. It was founded in 1906. They wear black and gold. And then there's Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. It was founded in 1911. They wear crimson and cream. And then it's Omega Psi Phi returning to the founded in 1911. They were purple and gold. Then we got Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. They were founded in 1914. And they were royal blue and diamond white. Then there's Iota Phi Beta. They were founded in 1963. And they wear brown and gold. That's the end of the fraternity. Now for the sorority, for the women, Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. They were founded in 1908, and they wear pink and green. Then you got Delta Sigma Theta sorority. They were founded in 1913, and they wear red and white. And then you got Zeta Phi Zeta sorority. They wear royal blue and diamond white. And they're founded in 1920. And then you got Sigma Gamma Rho. It was founded in 1922. And they wear golden blue. And I'm telling you about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. All hallelujah to the Divine Nine. They volunteered to work in this petition so they could feed low income, the homeless and the poor. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. They volunteered to work in the hospital with doctors and nurses and healed the soldiers that were wounded in the war. World War One, World War Two, and the Vietnam War. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. And I want to tell you about the group that volunteered to teach black kids in the South when it was illegal to teach black kids to read and write. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Then they hosted fundraisers and gave the money to the charities so they could give away college scholarships to high school seniors. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about blacks that marched all over the world for civil rights. They complained about the white policemen killing black people in evil murders by George Floyd. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about marching on Million Man March, marching on Washington, D.C. with Farrakhan talking to the black men. He told them they need to take control of their house and their families. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about women working for civil rights, equal work for equal pay. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about crossing across the state and sinking men in white only restaurants. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about blacks marching on Selma Bridge for the right to blacks to vote with John Lewis Martin Luther King Jr. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about integration of sports, football, basketball, baseball, track, golf, tennis, and sports like that. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. I'm talking about black and gold, crimson and green, purple and gold, royal blue and diamond white, and black, brown and gold. Talking about the men, now the women of the Divine Nine, pink and green, red and white, royal blue and diamond white, and golden blue. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. All hail to the Divine Nine. All hail to the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it's so, 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 so. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know? That's how it goes. Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Good job, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. That's right. Tell a friend. spread the word. Let everybody know that G-Money, the pimp comic, is live on the radio. All right, well, I guess I have another joke for you. There was a man that was stranded on a desert island. And one day a woman swam up to the island, and she took her oxygen tank off and walked up to him and asked him, when's the last time he had a cigarette? And he said, 11 years ago. And she went in her pocket on her sleeve. She unzipped it and pulled out a pack of Camel cigarettes. She put a cigarette in her mouth and lit it and then passed it to the man. And he smoked it with pleasure. And then she said, so when was the last time you had an alcoholic drink? He said, 11 years ago. And she went in her other sleeve, unzipped it, and pulled out an alcohol flask. And she passed it to the man. And the man took the top off and took two big swigs. And he said, boy, that's some good stuff. And then she looked at him with a big smile on her face and said, when was the last time you played around? And he said, 11 years ago. And she started unzipping her wetsuit. And she got down to her belly button. And he said, oh, my God, don't tell me you got a set of golf clubs in there. Oh, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, there were two flies flying around. And they landed on a piece of shit. And one fly lifted his leg up and farted, like real loud and disgusting. And the other fly said, hey, man, come on, give me a break. I'm eating here. Whoa, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, DJ, it's time for some more music. Play Westmore, West Side Westmore, the West Side Rappers from Westmore. Yeah, I like their music. So play a song from Westmore, and we can get down, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, we connecting, y'all. West, y'all. You probably never gon' see light. You never had a from the hood with that D light. California, baby, so you know just what we like. Walk that, talk that, the G light. Truck full of gas, usually in my backpack. Run up on the dog and I rat that tat tat tat. Seven deuce the priest, the paint job beast. Cruising through the city with your mama or your niece. On the east side, we ride the most. Kick and roll and we slide the post. Stay fly, but drive with toast. You better recognize Jeremiah and T.I. We collectivize, rectify, outstanding. Premeditated, never reprimanded. In a mask looking like a bandit. Jetting my jet to another planet. That's how I planned it. Off we go.
Only other way
is
to pay me cash. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Keep it back. Give me the scratch, a big scratch. I'm fucking with a real Mac, bitch, get back.
I got chrome and paint. Nigga, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Bitch, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Smoking that tank in my chrome and paint.
Real Mac, bitch, get back.
Like that green, purple like that purple. Before I start rapping, MCs look like Urkel. With funny ass haircuts and tight ass clothes. No six clothes, the game was a close. I had to come through like Darth Vader with Activator. In all black, a nigga act like the waiters. Now you know why I rap like Go Fly. Cause I'm a C-A-L-I-B-O-Y. So fly, I do this shit, flow by. Don't lie, a nigga is a soldier. I told ya, this right hand will fold ya. This California Cobra ain't never ever sober. No Testarossa, West Coast or Nostra. Black and brown stay down like we supposed to. If the governor laugh now, cry later. If I ran, bitch, I could be something like
West, y'all.
Only other way is to pay me cash. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Keep it back, give me the scratch, a big scratch. I'm a fucking
that tank in my phone in the
real Mac, bitch, get back. Jumped in the limo, checked in the suite, yeah. Made a few calls, it's time to go.
Time to go.
Bust a few rhymes at the studio.
Come on.
No, I don't do it for the love of it.
Okay.
I love it, but I do it for the love I get.
Okay.
Big checks, you think the sex is next. When I left the studio, had to go do a show for the 10 with the triple zero.
I'm a real one, my, get rid of that clown, get rid of Factor. Tyler don't count, he a lame, he don't matter. Shining like the Big Dipper, going like a star. Picking up the pile, pulling up in my car.
Only other way is to pay me cash.
Yeah.
And ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Fat, you need to scratch a big stack.
Come
on. Fucking with a real Mac, bitch, get back.
Yeah.
Only other way is to pay me cash. And ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Fat, you need to scratch a big stack.
Come on.
Fucking with a real Mac, bitch, get back.
I got chrome and paint. Nigga, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Bitch, what you drink? I got chrome and paint. Smoking that tank in my chrome and paint.
My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars, and they say, who's buying the drinks? And they say, Bill is. And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So, I'm G Money, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. So come on down and listen to the show. I hope you enjoyed today's show, because we're on all week long, and I'm taking tomorrow off because I got some things to do. But I'll be back on the air on Thursday at 3 o'clock for your listening pleasure. So make sure you dial up the site and you check us out, because I will be on the air hosting Gregory's Story. Okay, DJ Papa D, what about a time check right now? Should be about 4:15 or so. So it's time for me to rock and roll, because I got to go.
It's 4:07 p.m.
All right. Well, let's do our birthdays, since it's time for me to acknowledge all of my fans and my friends on the birthday show. So, DJ Papa D, do we have any fans or any of my friends that are celebrating their birthday today on August 23rd, 2022?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
Yes, sir. We have a bunch of birthdays today. Happy birthday to Jennifer Diane Johnson. Happy birthday to Dudley Owens. Happy birthday to Don Walker, who is 53 years young today. Happy birthday to Lanisha Huggins. Happy birthday to Dr. Tazia Dennis, who is 47 years old today. Happy birthday to Wanaki Kiki Smith, who's 40 years old today. Happy birthday to Mr. Christopher Dion Viney, who is a young 58 years old today. Happy birthday to Marshall Boykin, who is 34 years old today. Happy birthday to Kamara Holmes. Happy birthday to Sydney Joseph, who's 33 years old today. And last but not least, happy birthday to Rochelle Boissier-Neff. And that's it for birthdays on August 23rd, 2022.
Yeah, what's up, what's up? Hey, today is the last day of Leo, right? Today is August 23rd, so tomorrow starts the next sign. What is that, Libra? No, it'll be the month of September. So what is Virgo? I think it's Virgo next month after Leo. The Virgins show up for the party. So, I want to say happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. If you're no longer a Leo, well, we wish you happy birthday all last month. And so this month is another sign, and I don't know what it is, but I know we're going to give you a shout-out because it's your birthday. And we want you to have a good day because God is blessing you to be alive and living on this day and time, and may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow, and may you get me some presents. If you get some presents, call me, because I want to come hang out with you, because it's your birthday, and it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. That's right, women, I'm talking to you. It ain't no fun if I can't have some. So you got to celebrate by offering G Money a pass to get some of that. Yeah, that's how it goes. I'm rocking and rolling in the place to be, because I'm from 65. That's where I reside. All righty then. All right, well, I want to wish you happy birthday, and I got a song for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May you have a happy day, many, many more, as you dine in the glory of our Lord and Savior, and in the graces that God has blessed you with. May you enjoy these days and many days to pass, so that you can enjoy these with your friends and your family and your loved ones on this planet, as you have every day that you're being blessed with. Another day in life is another day of righteousness. So stand tall and be proud and spread the word that God is our Savior and Jesus Christ died for our well-being. So in the name of Jesus Christ and God, our name, our Father, I say, let us pray. So, let us pray. DJ Papa G, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.